यमुना तीरावन चारी जय राधा माधव कुंज बिहारी हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम 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 हरे 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 राम हरे राम हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे जय राधा श्याम सुंदर राधा श्याम सुंदर राधे जय कृष्णा बलराम जय कृष्णा बलराम कृष्णा बलराम जय जय कृष्णा बलराम जय गौरनिताय 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 श्री श्री गौरनिताय जय जय प्रभुपाद 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 जय जिला प्रभुपाद नितय गौर हरि बोल हरि बोल नितय गौर हरि बोल जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सत्सधि डिवाइन ग्रेस अभय चरणारविंद भक्ति वेदांत महाराज स्वामी शिला प्रभुपाद की स्कॉन फाउंडर आचार्य बीबीटी फाउंडर आचार्य सेवर ऑफ द होल वर्ल्ड जगत गुरु शिला प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजकाचार्य अष्टोत्तर सत्सधि डिवाइन ग्रेस शिला भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज शिला प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की नामाचार्य शिला हरदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहो श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशादि गौर भक्तवृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड गिरि गोवर्धन की ब्रजभूमि श्री वृंदावन धाम की नवद्वीप श्री मायापुर धाम की पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की गंगा माई जमुना माई की सामवेद गौर भक्तवृंद की निताय गौर प्रेमानंदे ऑल ग्लोरी टू द असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories, all glories, all glories to Sri Guru and Sri Gauranga. Gaur Hari Bol. Hare Krishna. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya.
Om
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। हरे कृष्णा। टुडे वी आर रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 10 चैप्टर 40। दिस इज वर्स 30। नमस्ते वासुदेवाय सर्वभूतछयाय च ऋषिकेश नमस्तुभ्यं प्रपन्नं पाहि मां प्रभो। नमस्ते वासुदेवाय सर्वभूतक्षयाय च ऋषिकेश नमस्तुभ्यं प्रपन्नं पाहि मां प्रभो। नमस्ते वासुदेवाय सर्वभूतक्षयाय च ऋषिकेश नमस्तुभ्यं प्रपन्नं पाहि मां प्रभो। नमस्ते वासुदेवाय सर्वभूतक्षयाय च ऋषिकेश नमस्तुभ्यं प्रपन्नं पाहि मां प्रभो। नमस्ते वासुदेवाय सर्वभूतक्षयाय च ऋषिकेश नमस्तुभ्यं प्रपन्नं पाहि मां प्रभो। नमस्ते वासुदेवाय सर्वभूतक्षयाय च ऋषिकेश नमस्तुभ्यं प्रपन्नं पाहि मां प्रभो। माताजी, नमस्ते वासुदेवाय सर्वभूतक्षयाय च ऋषिकेश नमस्तुभ्यं प्रपन्नं पाहि मां। नमस्ते वासुदेवाय सर्वभूतक्षयाय नमस्तुभ्यं प्रपन्नं पाहि मां प्रभो। ट्रांसलेशन। ओ सन ऑफ वसुदेव, ओबिसेंसेस टू यू, विदिन हूम ऑल द लिविंग बीइंग्स रिसाइड। O Lord of the mind and senses, again I offer you my obeisances. O Master, please protect me, who am surrendered unto you. Now this shlok doesn't have a purport. So today we have 21 shloks to discuss. So I think it begins from 10th number of shlok. So the 10th shlok is,
Yathadri prabhavanadyaha parjanya purita prabho विशन्ति सर्वतः सिंधुं तद्वत् त्वां गतयोन्ततः।
वर्ड टू वर्ड मीनिंग, यथा एस अद्री फ्रॉम द माउंटेन्स, प्रभवा बॉर्न, नद्या रिवर्स, पर्जन्या बाय द रेन, आपूरिता फील्ड, प्रभो ओ मास्टर, विशन्ति एंटर, सर्वतः फ्रॉम ऑल साइड्स, सिंधुम द ओशन, तद्वत सिमिलरली, त्वाम यू, गतयः दीस पाथ्स, अंततः फाइनली। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पट बाय द डिसाइपल्स ऑफ शिला प्रभुपाद। एज द रिवर्स बॉर्न फ्रॉम द माउंटेन्स एंड फिल्ड अप बाय द रेन फ्लो फ्रॉम ऑल साइड्स इन टू द सी, सो डू ऑल दीस पाथ्स इन द एंड रीच यू ओ मास्टर। पर्पट। Lord Krishna himself speaks on this issue of worship in Bhagavad Gita 9.23-25. Ye pyanya devata bhakta yajante shraddayanvita तेपि मामेव कौन्तेय यजन्ति अविधिपूर्वकम्। अहम् हि सर्वयज्ञानां भोक्ता च प्रभुरेव च, न तु माम् अभिजानन्ति। तत्त्वेनातस्यवन्ति ते यान्ति देवव्रता देवान्, पितृन् यान्ति पितृव्रता, भूतानि यान्ति भूतेज्या, यान्ति मध्याजिनोऽपि माम्। नाउ ट्रांसलेशन ऑफ दिस थ्री श्लोक्स। दोज हु आर द डिवोटीज ऑफ अदर गॉड्स एंड हु वर्शिप देम विद फेथ एक्चुअली वर्शिप ओनली मी, ओ सन ऑफ कुंती, बट दे डू सो इन अ रॉन्ग वे। आई एम द ओनली एंजॉयर एंड द मास्टर ऑफ ऑल सेक्रीफाइस। देयरफॉर दोज हु डू नॉट रिकॉग्नाइज माई ट्रू ट्रांसेंडेंटल नेचर फॉल डाउन। दोज हु वर्शिप द डेमी गॉड्स विल टेक बर्थ अमंग द डेमी गॉड्स। Those who worship the ancestors go to the ancestors. Those who worship the ghosts and spirits will take birth among such beings. And those who worship me will live with me. So this is 10th shloka. Okay.
Gurave Gaurachandraya Radhikaye Tadalaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tadbhaktaya Namo Namaha। हे श्री सनातन प्रभो करुणाम्बराशे, हे रूप दुर्गत जनैक दयावलोक, हे भट्ट युग्म सुमते रघुनाथ दास, श्री जीव मे कुरुत मंद मतेर दयांतरात्। नमाम विष्णु पादाय कृष्ण प्रेष्ठाय भूतले, श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी इति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे, निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद, श्री अद्वैत गदाधार श्रीवासादि गौर भक्त वृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। यो अन्तः प्रविश्य मम वाचमिमां प्रसुप्तां सञ्जीवयत्यखिलशक्तिधर स्वधाम्ना। अन्यांश हस्तचरण श्रवण त्वगादीन् प्राणान् नमो भगवते पुरुषाय। हृदयस्य प्रेरणया प्रवर्तितो हम वराकरूपोऽपि तस्य हरे पदकमलं वन्दे श्री चैतन्यदेवस्य। हरे कृष्णा।
सो द 10th वर्स इज, एज द रिवर्स बॉर्न फ्रॉम द माउंटेन्स एंड फिल्ड बाय द रेन फ्लो फ्रॉम ऑल साइड्स इनटू द सी, सो डू ऑल दिस पाथ्स in the end reach you, O Master. So before, these are the prayers of Akrurji. So Akrur, when he went to take bath in Yamuna, while he was taking Krishna and Balaram to Mathura, he went to take bath in Yamuna and Krishna and Balaram were on the chariot itself. But when he went to take bath within Yamuna, he saw that Krishna and Balaram were there also. When he came back, he saw that they were on the chariot also. And again he came back, he saw that they were in the water also. So he was bewildered. To add to his bewilderment, again Krishna and Balaram transformed into Vishnu and Anantashesh. Vishnu lying on Anantashesh. Then Akrurji started offering these prayers. These are some of the most celebrated prayers of Srimad Bhagavatam. And if you see the prayers earlier to this, so Akrurji is praying that how different people, they offer you prayers. How they serve you. So they is telling that some people serve you by karma kand, some people do virat roop worship, some people worship you by impersonalist philosophy. So different ways he is telling. Some people worship you as Lord Shiva, then some people worship you as demigods. So this verse is related to text 9. This is an illustration for text 9. So I'll read once verse 9 also.
सर्व एव यजन्ति त्वां सर्वदेव महेश्वरं, येऽप्यन्य देवता भक्ता यद्यपि अन्य धियः प्रभो।
सो हियर अक्रूर जी इज टेलिंग दैट ये अपि अन्य देवता भक्ता, ऑल दोज who are Anya Devata Bhaktas, the worshippers of the demigods. They also serve Eva Janti Tvam. They also are worshipping you only. Why? Because Sarva Deva Maya Ishwaram. You are Sarva Deva Maya. You are the embodiment of all the demigods. All the demigods are your part and parcels. Yes. Yadyapi Anya Dhiya Prabho. Although they are Anya Dhiya. Although they do not intend to worship you, but still, by worshipping the demigods, they are worshipping you only. This is the 9th shloka. Now to illustrate this point, the 10th shloka has been spoken. So this is a very interesting point. The worship of the demigods is the worship of Krishna only. And Krishna points this out in Bhagavad Gita also. In 9th chapter, this verse has been mentioned in the purport also. Ye pyanya devata bhakta yajante shraddhayanvita te pimam eva kaunteya yajanti avidhi purvakam. Those who are Anya Devata Bhakta, those who are the worshippers of other demigods, they yajante shraddhayanvita, they worship the demigods with shraddha, with faith. Krishna is telling, they api maam eva yajanti, they worship me only. Krishna is telling this. But it is avidhipurvakam. It is not in a proper way. Now we need to understand this, the worship of the demigods and the worship of Krishna, how they are related. So here Krishna is clearly telling that those who are worshipping the demigods, they are worshipping me only. But it is avidhipurvakam. So what is this avidhipurvakam in an improper way? So the point is this, demigod worshippers, they consider the demigods independent of the Supreme Lord. If you see in the entire Vedic literature, Krishna is glorified. In Bhagavad Gita also, Vedaishya sarver ahameva vedyo vedantakrit vedavideva chaham. Krishna says, I am the compiler of the Vedant. From the Vedas, I am supposed to be known. Like that. So Krishna is supposed to be known from the Vedas. And his worship is only publicized in the Vedas. However, there are certain people whose intelligence is abducted by the material desires. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Kamahi tai tai hritagyana prapadyante anya devata tam tam niyamamasthaya prakritya niyatasvaya. There are certain people whose intelligence has been abducted by the material desires. Kamai tai tai hritagyana. Their gyan, their intelligence, their knowledge has been kidnapped by what? Kamai, material desires. So the nature of the material desires is such that it kidnaps our intelligence. What is correct, what is right, what is wrong, we are not able to see. So people are filled with the material desires. Now the point is, to have material desire is not wrong, but to approach the demigods instead of Krishna, that is wrong. But these demigod worshippers, they have more faith on the demigods. They think that maybe Krishna or Ram or Vishnu is not sufficiently powerful enough to fulfill my desires. Or even if he is powerful enough, he will take a lot of time. So let us go to demigods. So this is Hritagyana. Their intelligence has been abducted by the material desires. If you see the history, even if somebody has material desires and he approaches the Supreme Lord, he gets far better benefits as compared to other people. It is said that Ravan, he worshipped Lord Shiva to get Lanka. But in that worship, he had to cut down his head 10 times. That is why he became Dashanan. Lord Shiva later granted him boon. So Lord Shiva is called Ashutosh. He gets pleased very quickly. But still Ravan had to cut his head 10 times to get Lanka. But Vibhishan, when he approached Lord Ram, he just bowed down in front of Lord Ram. And Lord Ram said to him, Lankesh, get up. Give him the kingdom of Lanka just by bowing down. So it is a misconception that Krishna doesn't fulfill the desires. He fulfills the desires, but that at the same time, he purifies the desires also. He purifies the person. You see, Dhruva Maharaj, he had such a great ambition. He wanted a kingdom greater than Brahma. And he went and worshipped Lord. So at last he got kingdom greater than Brahma. But he said, I don't want this kingdom. Kachan Vichinman, I wanted some broken pieces of glasses, but now I have got a real gem. So this is the difference between the demigod worship and the worship of Krishna or Vishnu or Ram. Person gets, he fulfills, all his desires are fulfilled, be it material desires. At the same time he gets purified also. So that is why for an intelligent person, he should approach Krishna, even if he has material desires. Akamo sarakamova moksha kamo udaradhi tivreena bhakti yogena yajeta purusha param. Akam, a person has no material desires. Only his desire is to progress in bhakti. Or sarvakam, he has all the desires in the material world. I want beautiful wife, I want wealth, I want big bank balance, I want good job. So even if he has all the material desires, or moksha kam, he wants liberation from this material world, what should he do? Yajeta purusham param. He should worship the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna. So this is intelligence. But these demigod worshippers, their faith is spoiled by the material desires. And they approach the demigods, thinking that demigods, they are independent, they are separate from Krishna. Now, point is, the faith that they have in the demigods, that is also given by Krishna only. In the very next verse, Krishna says, Yo yo yam yam tanum bhakta shraddhayarchutum icchati tasya tasya chalam shraddham tam eva vidadhamyaham. The demigod worshipper, if he wants to put faith in certain demigod, then Krishna only gives him the faith within. He is sitting within the heart as Paramatma, and from within he inspires ki your work will be solved from this particular devata. So he gives faith from within. Not only he gives faith, he also empowers the demigods. So the demigods, they cannot give faith to their worshippers. Faith is also given by Krishna. And the demigods, they are empowered by Krishna to fulfill the desire of the living entity. Like that. So whatever Shraddha he has, that is given by Krishna, and he worships by that Shraddha, the fruits, the results that are given by Krishna also. So these demigods, they are very powerful. They are powerful representatives of the Supreme Lords. Just like we see in a government, there are various ministers in charge of various departments. Some minister is looking after home ministry, somebody is looking after education ministry, somebody is after foreign affairs. Similarly, these demigods, they are powerful representatives, they are devotees of Krishna, and they are appointed by Krishna to take care of the universal affairs. So they are very powerful, but they cannot exercise their power independently. They have to get access, or they have to get power from Krishna. So this is the position of the demigods. But their worship is avidhipurvakam. It is not in a proper way. The worship of the demigods is not in a proper way. How is it not in a proper way? Somebody may say the demigods are part and parcels of Krishna. So when we are worshipping the demigods, we are worshipping Krishna only. In Bhagavatam also, the demigods, they are mentioned as the limbs of Krishna. Like Indra is mentioned as the hands of Krishna. Surya is mentioned as the eye of Krishna, the Virat Roop. The Dik Devatas, they are told as the ears of Krishna. And the fire is mentioned as the mouth of Krishna. So all the demigods, they are mentioned as the limbs of the bodies of Krishna. So how can you say that it is avidhi purvakam? And you see, the worship of the demigod is mentioned in the scriptures only, na? Somebody may say like that. So how is it avidhi purvakam? So there is a very famous shlok in Bhagavatam. Yatha taror mool nishechanena tripyanti taskandha bhujopashakha pranopahara chethendriyanam tathaiva sarvar halamachyutejya. So there, I think it is offered by Prachetas, I believe. So here it is told that yatha taror mool nishechanena tripyanti taskandha bhujopashakha. Just like if you want to put water in a tree, the best way to offer the water is put the water in the root. When we put water in the root, immediately the entire tree gets satisfied. The water reaches the twigs, the trunk, the branches. We did not put separately water onto them. This is the process. Similarly, if Krishna is satisfied, automatically all the demigods will be satisfied. Yasmin tushtam, jagat tushtam. Like that. But what is the improper way of watering a tree? You put water on some leaves, put water on the branches. So yes, some part of the tree may get nourished, but the entire tree will not get the water. So that is why it is avidhi purvakam. It is not a proper way. Somebody may say, but they are limbs of Krishna only, na? At least if I am worshipping Indra, I am offering worship to hands of Krishna. So what is harm in that? There is no harm in that. That is why the next example is shown. Yatha taror mool nishechanena tripyanti tatskanda bhujopashakha pranopahara chethendriyanam. Just like if you want to feed food, the food has to be put into the stomach. Then automatically all the senses will get nourished. We cannot put food in the senses. Imagine one fine day we come after driving a car and all the senses demand. We have worked so hard, now we want food. Hand say I was driving the steering, so put some chapatis around me. Eyes say I was looking into the traffic, so put some sabji into me. The ears say I was hearing the horns, so put some rabadi in me. Like that. So imagine if we start doing like that, then what will happen? At best nothing will happen. In worst case, we may damage our senses also. We may get blind. We may get catch some infection in our ears. Similarly, when instead of worshipping the Supreme Lord, who is the Bhokta, we worship the demigods, at best nothing will happen. Krishna says later, Antavattu falamtesham tat bhavati alpamedesham devan devaya joyanti madbhaktayanti mamapi. That actually the fruits that these demigods give, they are antavattu, they are temporary. But whatever Krishna gives, that is permanent. So this human form of life was meant to achieve the love of God, attain the spiritual kingdom. But instead of that, a person becomes satisfied in some temporary material things. So this is the harm that one is getting. So you understand this. So that is why it is called avidhi purvakam. Now if you read this shlok, this particular shlok, that just like, I will read once again the 10th shlok, as the rivers born from the mountains and filled by the rain flow from all sides into the sea, so do all these paths in the end reach you, O Master. So here on the very first side it appears that this is something what impersonalists also say. All the paths reach to Krishna. No matter which path you choose, no matter what you worship, you may worship a stone, you may worship a buffalo, you may worship demigod, or you may worship Krishna, you will get the same result. Yato mat tato pat, like that. On the very first side, this verse appears like that, that all the paths reach to you, but it's not like that. So you see this philosophy of yato mat tato pat, and it's totally wrong. Because there are very categorical statements in the scriptures, which define that destination is as per the worship. Like one of the shlokas is mentioned in this purport also. Yanti devarta devan, pitrin yanti pitrivrata, bhutani yanti bhutejya, yanti madhya jinopimam. Those who worship the demigods, they attain the demigods. Those who worship the pitras, they go to the pitralok. Those who worship the ghost spirits, hobgoblins, they go there. And those who worship Krishna, they go to Krishna loka. Like that. So it is so categorical. According to the mode of worship, you get the destination. Similarly, in the 14th chapter also, when modes are described, it is told, Urdhvam gacchanti sattvastha, madhye tishtanti rajasa, jaganna guna vrittistha, adho gacchanti tamasa. People worship as per their modes. And those who are in the mode of goodness, they go to the higher planetary system. Those who are in the mode of passion, they remain here only on the earthly planetary system. And those who worship in the mode of ignorance, they go down. So it is so categorical. And it's logical also. For example, you have some disease and you go to some medical shop and you ask the attendant there, give me a medicine. He asks which medicine? Any medicine you give. Whichever medicine you like, you can give. So, it doesn't happen like that, right? We go to a doctor, take a prescription from him and then go to the attendant on the medical shop. Then he gives a particular medicine. So, it's not like yato mat tato pat. Or you go to a railway station and you ask in the inquiry counter, sir, I want to go to Madras. Can you tell me which train should I take? You go to any platform and you take any train. You will reach Madras. It doesn't work like that. So it's not that whichever path you choose, wherever you go, whatever you choose, whomever you worship, you will attain the same destination. It's not like that. So what is the point, what is mentioned in this verse? That has to be made clear. So here there is a mention of a cycle. Water cycle. Here it is told that just like a water, it flows from the mountains. Yathadri prabhava nadyaha. The nadyaha, the rivers, adri prabhava, they originate from the mountains. And parjanya apurita, they are maintained or they are fed by the rains. They vishanti sarvatah sindhum, from all sides they enter into the ocean. Here is the water cycle. So the ocean is the destination of the rivers. And ocean is the origin of the clouds. Correct, right? From the ocean, the water is evaporated. It forms the clouds. From the clouds, rains are poured onto the mountains. Then glaciers are formed. and from the glaciers the rivers are formed, and those rivers they again enter into the ocean. So there is a cycle from ocean to clouds, clouds to mountains, mountains to rivers, and rivers back to ocean. Now in this analogy, Krishna is the ocean. Krishna is compared to the ocean, and he only gives the Vedas. Vedaishya sarve aham eva vidyo, Vedanta krit. He is Vedanta krit. He is the compiler of the Vedanta. He gives the Vedas, and that Vedas there is a mention of demigod worship also. So from him, from the ocean, the water is evaporated and forms the clouds. So the clouds are compared to the Vedas, and these Vedas they pour the water on the mountains. So these mountains they are compared to the demigod worshippers, and the worship they perform to a particular demigod that is compared to water. So the water, their worship, that goes to the ocean. The mountains don't go to ocean. Correct, right? So the worship, that goes to Krishna. But the demigod worshippers, they don't go to Krishna. This is the principle. You should understand this nicely. Whenever somebody is worshipping any demigod, their worship goes to Krishna. Krishna says, Bhoktaram yagya tapasam. He is the bhokta, he is the enjoyer of all the yagya, sacrifices and tapasya, austerities. So whomever, whenever somebody worships, their worship does go to Krishna. But the demigod worshipper, they don't go to Krishna. There is a similar shloka in Gajendra Moksha. Gajendra also plays the same thing. Namo namaste khilakaranaya, nishkaranaya, bhutkaranaya, sarvagamamnaya, maharnavaya, namo pavargaya, parayanaya. So he says, namo namaste akhila karanaya, nishkaranaya, adbhut karanaya. You are such a adbhut karan, you are such a wonderful cause, that you are the cause of all causes, but still you don't have any cause. He says like that. And sarva agam amnaya maharnavaya. Agam refers to the Vedic scriptures, and amnaya refers to the paths that are propounded by these Vedic scriptures. So there are different paths that are propounded by the Vedic scriptures, but you are the Maharnavaya. Arnav means the ocean. You are that Maha ocean, big ocean, in which all the paths, they ultimately end. So this means all the worship that reaches you. Like that. So there, this thing is there. So I think we have to cover other shlokas also. Okay. Anyway, let us elaborate little bit on that avidhi purvakam. But I think we have less time, right? Okay. Theek hai, we think we should continue because then we will not be able to complete. Only 25 minutes are left. So now, like this, Akrurji is also praying. So here he prayed that all the worship, it reaches you. All the worship, it reaches you. Now in the 11th verse, he is telling that everybody is bound by the modes of the material nature. So in text 11, he says, Sattvam rajastamaiti bhavata prakritir guna teshuhi prakrita prota abrahma sthavara dayaha. So he says that everybody is bound by the modes of the material nature. Goodness, passion and ignorance, the qualities of your material nature entangle all the conditioned living beings, from Brahma down to the non-moving creature. So everybody is bound by the modes of the material nature. In Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Purusha prakriti sthohi bhungte prakriti jan gunan karanam guna sangosya sadasadyoni janmasu. That the living entity is bound by the modes, by the attachment to the modes of the material nature. And he tries to bhungte, he tries to enjoy the material nature, lord it over the material nature. Then sadasadyoni janmasu, he gets different yonis, different births. This is what is told in the next verse, text 12. Tubhyam namaste tvavishakta drishtaye sarvatmane sarvadhyam cha sakshine guna pravaho yama vidyayakritaha pravartate deva nitriyagatma suhu. So he is mentioning, I offer my obeisances to you, who as the supreme soul of all beings witness everyone's consciousness with unbiased vision. The current of your material modes, produced by the force of ignorance, flows strongly among the living beings who assume the identities as demigods, humans and animals. So he is telling that because of the modes of the material nature, guna pravaho, I am avidyayakrita, it is caused by the ignorance. And because of this guna pravaha, the living entities take birth as dev, means demigods, nri, means the humans, Tiryag means the animals. So I offer my obeisances unto that Lord who is Avishakta Drishtaye. His vision is not tainted by the modes. So you see, we are affected by the kind of situation we are in. We are affected by the modes, but Krishna is not affected by the modes. For example, if you go to some place where cow dung has been put on the floor, banana plantations are being put, some Vedic mantras are being chanted, mode of goodness. So we also feel happy about it. We also come in goodness. Now imagine, you go to a place where DJ is being played, ditchik, 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 like that. And some people, they are dancing. That invokes passion within us, correct, right? Imagine, you go to some crematorium, and there some dead bodies are being burned, some ashes are lying there, some dogs are howling, somebody with a blanket is roaming around. So you become afraid, horror side, correct, right? So we become affected by the kind of situation we are in. But Krishna doesn't get affected. Avishakti Drishtaye. And one who takes shelter of the devotional service of the Lord, he also becomes unaffected. Mam chayo avyabhicharena bhakti yogena sevate sagunan samtiteitan brahma bhuyaya kalpate. One who takes shelter of the unalloyed devotional service of the Supreme Lord, he gets over the modes of the material nature. So this is text 12. Actually, this text, they require a lot of explanation, but we have very less time. Now he is telling, in 13 and 14, he is telling about the Virat Roop worshippers. So he is telling, Agnir Mukham Te Vanirangri Rikshanam Suryo Navona Virato Dishashruti Deokam Surendra Tavahavonava Kukshir Marut Pran Balam Prakalpitam Romani Vriksho Shadaya Shiro Ruha Megha Parasyasthi Nakhani Tedraya Nimeshanam Ratrihani Prajapate Medrastruveshte Stavviryamishyate. Fire is said to be your face, the earth your feet, the sun your eye, and the sky your navel. The directions are your sense of hearing, the chief demigods your arms, and the oceans your abdomen. Heaven is thought to be your head, and the wind your vital air and physical strength. The trees and plants are the hairs on your body. The clouds, the hair on your head. The mountains are the bones and the nails of you, the Supreme. The passage of day and night is blinking of your eyes, the progenitor of the mankind, your genitals, and the rain is your semen. So this is Virat Roop. Now in 15th, he is telling about the greatness of the Supreme Lord. Tvai avyayatman purushe pragalpita lokasapala bahujiva sankula yathajale sanjihate jalokaso pyadumbareva mashaka manomaye. All the words with their presiding demigods and the teeming populations originate in you, the inexhaustible Supreme Personality of Godhead. These words travel within you, the basis of the mind and senses, just as the aquatics swim in the sea or tiny insects burrow within an udumbara fruit. So udumbara means gular, and a fig. So within that gular fruit, if you open that fruit, there will be many small insects. Within the water, there are many aquatics. Similarly, he is praying that all the universes, with all the demigods, with all their populations, lokas, apala, everything is there within you only. Like that. So Krishna shows, many times he showed the Virat Roop. So Krishna has such an inconceivable potency that everything is within him and he is within everything. Inconceivable potency of the Supreme Lord. So when Mother Yashoda, she saw into the mouth of Krishna, and Krishna showed the entire universe with all the mountains, all the planets, all the rivers, everything, all the five tattvas, everything was there within the mouth of Krishna. And she saw that in Vrindavan, she is looking into the mouth of Krishna, within the mouth of Krishna. So everything is there within the mouth of Krishna. Brahmaji also in 14th chapter, he prayed this, like the same thing. Kvaham tamo mahadaham khacharagni varbhur samveshtitanda sapte vitastikaya kvedrik vidha vigaditanda paranucharya vatadvaroma vivirasyachate mahidvam. So he is saying, O Lord, who am I in comparison to you? You see, when the sunlight is coming through the window, then you see many small dust particles in that sunlight. So here Brahmaji is praying that within your room coop, one of your plenary expansion is Mahavishnu, and he within his one of the ports, there are many universes that are coming out of that, and in one of that universe I am situated. So I am just like your child. Just like within a child within the womb of mother, sometimes he kicks, but the mother doesn't take offense. So you don't take offense. Like that Brahmaji is praying, the greatness of Krishna. Okay. Now Akrurji is praying that you take various incarnations, and through that incarnations you perform many heroic acts, and when people glorify those acts, they become purified. So 16th number.
Yani yani harupani kridanartham vibharshihi tairamrishta shucho loka mudagayanti te yashaha.
To enjoy your pastimes, you manifest yourself in various forms in this material world, and these incarnations cleanse away the unhappiness of those who joyfully chant your glories. So mudagayanti, who joyfully chant your glories, they amrishta shucha, tai amrishta shucha, their shuch, their lamentation, shok, it gets destroyed. There is a similar shlok in, I think, 10th canto. 10th canto.
Iti nandada yogopa krishna rama kathamuda.
Like that, when nandadaya gopya, all the gopas, all the cowherd men who were headed by Nanda, they were chanting the glories of Krishna, then they did not feel the bhav vedanam. Na vindante bhav vedanam. The last line is, na vindate bhav vedanam. They did not feel the misery of this material world. So similar is true for us also. I think most of us will have this practical experience. So long we are engaged in chanting the holy names of the Lord. So long we are engaged in taking darshan of the Lord. So long we are engaged in reading Srimad Bhagavatam, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, or speaking Srimad Bhagavatam. The problems of this world don't trouble us. But as soon as we leave the devotional limbs, at the same time, Amrishta Shuchaha, the shuch, the shok, the lamentation, it covers us. So devotees should have a habit to bring Krishna within their lives. Krishna should not just become the subject matter of the discussion within big assemblies or only Bhagavatam class. Devotees should bring Krishna within their lives. Two devotees, when they are talking, we should discuss about Krishna. We should talk about Krishna rather than talking here and there things. A very famous shlok in 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Paraspara nukathanam pavanam bhagavat yashaha mitho rati mitha tushti nivritihi mitha atmanaha. So he says paraspar, mutual. Paraspara nukathanam pavanam bhagavat yashaha. When the devotees of the Lord, they come together and discuss the glories of the Lord, then three things happen. What happens? Mitho ratihi. They develop mutual love amongst each other. So you see, there are so many seminars on conflict management, how to manage the relationships. But no need to attend all those seminars. Just sit together and discuss Krishna Katha. When we discuss Krishna Katha, then mitho ratihi. Devotees, they develop mutual love towards each other. Then mitho tushtihi. Together, they develop satisfaction in life, fulfillment in life. You see, in life, we feel that we are in want of something. We have so many material desires. Sometimes these desires may be unethical also. It may be unwanted, contrary to the principles of the devotional service. And these are unending desires. They never end. Person wants to become lakhpati. He wants to have 1 lakh rupees. But the very day he has 1 lakh rupees, he wants to have 10 lakh. When he has 10 lakh, he wants 1 crore. So there is no end to these material desires. But when we hear Krishna Katha amongst in the association of the devotees, that satisfaction develops within the core of heart. Devotees become satisfied. They don't want anything after that because they think that this is the greatest benefit. Yam labdhva cha param labham manyate nadhikam tataha. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita. When he attains this Krishna Katha, I am paraphrasing, that is particularly about jnana. In yoga, the liberation. But similar principle applies to devotional service. When one hears Krishna Katha, there is nothing more to be obtained. Yam labdhva cha param labha manyate nadhikam tataha. Similar shlok, one more shlok.
Yasyam vaishruyam anayam krishne paramapurushe bhaktir utpadyate pumsam shokamoha bhayapaha.
Yasyam vaishruyam anayam. When one starts Shruyamadayam, hearing Srimad Bhagavatam, messages of Srimad Bhagavatam, then he develops devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. What is the nature of that devotional service? Shok moh bhaya apaha. It destroys the lamentation, it destroys the illusion, and it destroys the fear. There we have the lamentation of the past. Why this thing does not happen to me? है ना. इफ एट ऑल आई कुड गेट दिस, इफ एट ऑल दिस हैपेंड इन माई लाइफ. सो वी हैव लैमेंटेशंस अबाउट द पास्ट. सिमिलरली वी हैव द इल्यूजन्स अबाउट द प्रेजेंट. इज भक्ति द फुल प्रूफ वे? इज द एसोसिएशन ऑफ द डिवोटी राइट? सो दीज आर द इल्यूजन ऑफ द प्रेजेंट. एंड वी हैव द फियर ऑफ द अबाउट द फ्यूचर. विल आई गेट जॉब? हाउ विल आई मैरी माई डॉटर? सो वी दिस इज द फियर ऑफ द फ्यूचर. बट वेन वी हियर कृष्ण कथा, हियर श्रीमद भागवतम, देन वी डेवलप भक्ति अन टू द सुप्रीम पर्सनैलिटी ऑफ गॉड हेड. एंड दैट भक्ति ड्राइव्स अवे द लैमेंटेशन ऑफ द पास्ट, द इल्यूजन्स ऑफ द प्रेजेंट एंड द फियर ऑफ द फ्यूचर. शोक मोह भय आपहा. सो दिस इज द नेचर ऑफ द डिवोशनल सर्विस. नाउ मेनी थिंग्स कैन बी सेड अबाउट दैट, बट वी हैव लेस टाइम, वी हैव टू कवर अदर श्लोक ऑल्सो. Now, text 17-18. In the next few shlokas, he is telling what all incarnation Krishna takes. Namah karana matsyaya pralayabdhi charayacha hai shirishne namastubhyam madhukaitabha mrityave akuparaya brahate namo mandara dharine chiti uddhara viharaya namah shukara murtaye. So, matsya, the fish incarnation. I offer my obeisances to you, the cause of the creation, Lord Matsya, who swam about in the ocean of dissolution, to Lord Hayagriva, the killer of Madhu and Kaitav, to the immense tortoise, Lord Kurma, who supported Mandar mountain, and to the boar incarnation, Lord Varaha, who enjoyed lifting the earth. 19. Namaste adabad singhaya sadhu loka bhayapaha vamanaya namastubhyam kranta tribhuvanayacha. Obeisances to you, the amazing lion, Lord Nishimha, who remove your saintly devotee's fear, and to the dwarf incarnation, Vamana, who stepped over the three worlds. Namo Bhrigunam Pataye Dripta Chhatra Vanachide Namaste Raghuvaryaya Ravananta Karayacha. So Parashuram and Lord Ramachandra. Obeisances to you, the Lord of Bhrigus, who cut down the forest of the conceited royal order, and to Lord Rama, the best of the Raghu dynasty, who put an end to the demon Ravana. The next is the Chaturvyuha. Namaste Vasudevaya Namah Shankarshanaya Cha Pradyumnaya Niruddhaya Satvatam Pataye Namaha. Obeisances to you, the Lord of the Satvatas, and to your forms of the Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyumna and Aniruddha. Next is Buddha and Kalki Avatar. Namo Buddhaya Shuddhaya Daitya Danava Mohine Mlech Praya Chatrahantre Namaste Kalki Rupine. Obeisances to you, to your form as the faultless Lord Buddha, who will bewilder the Daityas and Danavas, and to Lord Kalki, the annihilator of the meat eaters, posing as king. Bhagavan Jiva Lokoyam Mohitastava Maya Aham Mamedya Sadgraho Brahmete Karma Vartmasu. Now from here there are set of prayers 23 to 27, he is telling his own condition, how he is bound in this material world. So this is the humility of Akrurji. He is not bound in this material world. He is an acharya of Vandan Bhakti. But he is mentioning the condition of the general conditioned souls. So here he is telling, O Supreme Lord, the living entities in this world are bewildered by your illusory energy. Recoming involved in the false concepts of I and my, they are forced to wander along the paths of the fruitive world. I am jiva loko mohitastav maya. It is bewildered by your maya. What is that maya? Aham mameti asad graha. Asad graha. Asad means temporary, false. And graha means something that catches. Crocodile is generally called graha. In general, something that catches. Graha. Asad graha. So this temporary illusion that I am this body and everything that is related to body is mine, this is called as asad graha. So all of us are caught in this asad graha. We are thinking this temporary body to be our swarupa, our nature. We are thinking everything that is related to the body, that is mine. We are thinking temporary things to be permanent. We are thinking the sources of miseries to be the sources of happiness because of illusory energy of the Lord. We are holding on to it. Prahlad Maharaj also says, Sada samudvik nadhyam asad grahat. Asad grahat. Holding on to temporary, we are thinking that this is the aim of life. And we become bewildered by that. We become morose by that. We are caught by that. So you see, imagine, these things will be taken away. There is no two way about that. Separation is invincible. It will happen. They are ought to be destroyed. Whatever we have, the money we have, the degrees we have, the accolades, the credentials, the family that we have. What to say of all these things? This very dear body, this is also get destroyed. Imagine somebody picks you up and throws you outside your home. Will you feel happy about it? No. But this has to happen with everybody. Death has to come and these things will be taken away at the time of death. If you are too much attached, then sada samadvigna dhyam. Our intelligence will be samadvigna dhyam, will be miser. Always we will be in sorrow, in trials, in troubles, miseries, agonies. That has to happen if we are attached to this body. Like that. Now Akrur is telling, my condition is also like this. Aham chatma atma jagara darartha svajanadishu brahmami swapna kalpeshu mudha satya dhya vibho. I am too deluded in this way, O Almighty Lord, foolishly thinking my body, children, home, wife, money and followers to be real, though they are actually as unreal as a dream. This is humility. Anitya anatma dukkheshu viparyaya matirhiyam dvandva ramastamo najane tvatmano priyam. Thus, mistakingly, the temporary for eternal, my body for myself, and the sources of misery as the sources of happiness, I have tried to take pleasure in this material dualities. Covered in this way by ignorance, I could not recognize you as the real object of my love. So he is telling that I have thought these temporary things to be mine and I haven't attached myself to your lotus feet. 26. He is giving an analogy now. Yatha budho jalam hitva pratichannam tadudbhavai abhyete mrik trishnam vai tadvatva aham parangmukha. So he is telling sometimes the animals, they want to drink water. But in rainy season, the water is covered by the grass. So he is not able to see that grass and he runs after the mirage. And mirage after mirage, he keeps on running. And like this, he is parangmukha. Just as a fool overlooks a body of water covered by the vegetation growing in it and chases a mirage, so I have turned away from you. So the water is Krishna. The vegetation that grows over is Maya. The covering potency, Maya Javanika Chinnam. And the mirage is the material desires or the sense objects. Those are the mirage. So this is an analogy. Now what he is telling? Notsahe ham kripanadhi kama karma hatam mana roddhum pramathe bhischakshaye hriyamalam hitastataha. This is a very beautiful verse. You can memorize this verse and recite in front of the deities. He is telling, notsahe ham, I do not have the strength, I do not have the courage. I am kripanadhi. My intelligence is so crippled that I cannot find the strength to curb my mind, which is disturbed by the material desires and activities and constantly dragged and here and there by my obstinate, stubborn senses. So he is telling, karma karma hatah mana. My mind is bewildered by the material desires. I am kripanadhi. My intelligence is crippled, miser. And I cannot prevent my different indriyas, the senses, in running in different directions. Prahlad Maharaj also prays the same thing. My indriyas, they are like wives. It's just like a man having multiple wives, like that. So it becomes jivai kato chit vikarshati ma vitripta vishnu nyatastha gudaram shavanam kutaschit grano nyatascha paladre kvaja karma shakti bahavya bahavya sapatnya iv geha patim lunanti bahavya sapatnya iv geha patim lunanti. Just like there are many wives of a person and one of the wife is catching the hand, another wife is catching the leg, and they are pulling in different direction. So he is telling that lunanti, they tear apart that person. Such similar is my condition. The eyes are running in different direction, the ears are running in different direction, mouth wants, the tongue wants palatable dishes. So like that. Bhavya sapatni vigeha patim lunanti. So now in 28th verse, he is offering his prayers. Soham tavangrupagato smesatam durapam tachapyam bhavadanugraha ishamanye pumso bhaved yarhi sansarana pavarga twayabjanabhasadupashanayamati syat. So he is telling a way. 23-27 he told how a living entity is caught in this material world. And so am I. I am also caught. Now, but what is the way to get out of this material world? Because thus being fallen, I am approaching your lotus feet for the shelter. O Lord, because although the impure can never attain your feet, I think it is nevertheless possible by your mercy. Only when one's material life has ceased, O lotus-navelled one, one can develop consciousness of you by serving your pure devotee. So here is a way Akrurji is telling how we can get the lotus feet of the Lord by serving a pure devotee. So by the mercy of the pure devotee, the material consciousness, the material world ends. And we get attachment to the lotus feet of the Lord. Prahlad Maharaj says, Naisham matestavad urukramangrim yadartha pashamo yadanartha pashamo pagamo yadartha mahiyasam padarajo vishekam nishkinchananam navrinita yavat. Prahlad Maharaj is praying that when one takes shelter of your lotus feet, when one smears, he says that unless one smears upon him the dust of the lotus feet of the great Vaishnavas, mahiyasam padarajo abhishekam, like that he prays. When one smears upon him the dust of the lotus feet of the great Vaishnavas, two things happen. His material contamination go away and he attains the shelter of the lotus feet, who is famous for performing uncommon activities, urukramangrim. So these are the two steps. Mercy of the devotees can take us out of this material world, and service to the pure devotee can bring in our Krishna consciousness. Very important thing, taking shelter of the Vaishnavas. Tulayam lave napi na swargam na punarbhavam bhagavat sanghi sangasya martyanam kimutashishah. The glories of the association of the pure devotee is told. Moments association with the pure devotee, there is nothing in comparison to that. Not even the heavenly planets, not even the liberation. There is nothing better to be obtained for the living entity. One who attains the moment's association of the pure devotee. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also said the same thing. Sadhu sangha sadhu sangha sarva shastra kaya. Lava matra sadhu sangha sarva siddhi hai. This is the verdict of all the scriptures, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told. Now actually Krishna becomes available to him in that moment's association with the pure devotee. This is the system that Krishna has made. Whenever we associate with the pure devotee, Krishna becomes available to it and available to us. And that is why you see, whenever any incarnation of the Lord has taken birth or taken incarnation, he has put this example to illustrate this point. For example, Lord Krishna, he accepted Sandipani Muni as his guru. Lord Ramchandra, he accepted Vishwamitra Muni. He used to take instructions from him. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, unless he heard from his spiritual master Ishwarpuri, served him, took initiation from him, he did not reveal his Nada Bhav Duti Suvalit Nomi Krishna Sarupam. He did not manifest his ecstasies. So this is the standard that Lord is setting, taking shelter of the devotees of the Lord. If you want to get rid of the contamination of this material world, if you want to attain the shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. So you see, this is the theme in the 7th canto also. In the entire Srimad Bhagavatam, 10 topics have been discussed. Atra sargo visargo va sthanam poshana mutaya manvantara ishanukataha nirodho mukti rashraya. So in 7th canto, the subject matter is utayaha, karma vasana. Sira Swami translate. Karma vasana means desire to perform any activity. So this desire can be of two types. One is auspicious desire, another is inauspicious desire. Auspicious desire means serving the lotus feet of the Lord, desire to perform the devotional service, not doing sense gratification. This is auspicious desire. So Sridhar Swami and Chakratipad both mention that if you want to develop this auspicious desire of serving the Supreme Lord, desire to perform bhakti, that is possible by Mahat Kripa. And the example is given of Prahlad Maharaj. Although Prahlad Maharaj is born as a demon, still because of getting the Kripa of Narad Muni, he became such a great devotee of the Lord. And the opposite example is Hiranyakashipu. Hiranyakashipu, although he was the associate of the Lord, Jai Vijay, but still he fell down because of the cope of the Kumaras. So these two things are told. So Mahat Kripa, service to the Vaishnavas, is very easy way to progress in spiritual life. I will just take 2-3 more minutes and wind up. So Mahat Kripa, service to the Vaishnavas. Many times people say that I have been practicing devotional service for a long time, 10 years, 20 years, but it appears that nothing is happening in our life. So the switch is within the hands of Krishna. That switch of prema is within the hands of Krishna. And when he wants, he will turn on that switch. He will curb the ignorance. But that happens when Krishna is pleased. And Krishna is pleased when the devotees are pleased. This is a shortcut to advance very fast in our devotional life. If you want to advance in devotional life, take shelter of the Vaishnavas. Serve them. When we serve them, and if they become happy, and if they feel that this boy is serving very nicely, he progresses in spiritual life. He doesn't do anything. Just he thinks like that. So within his heart, Paramatma is sitting. He notices. And he's sitting within our heart also. And tesham evanukampartham aham ajnanajam tamah nashyami atma bhavastho jnana dipe na bhasvata. Lord is sitting within the heart and he gives us the knowledge. He gives us the light, and through that light of knowledge, we curb up the darkness of ignorance like that. So Krishna turns on that switch, and the opposite is also true. If we offend the devotees, then our bhakti will get destroyed. Mahat kopa, like that. So we should be very careful. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told this as hathi mata aparath, mad elephant offense. If we offend any devotee, then automatically our bhakti will get destroyed. Classical example is Durvasa Muni. Durvasa Muni, although he was such a great mystic, he could travel even to Vaikuntha Loka. Whenever he gets angry, through his one hair, he can create a demon that can practically devour the entire planet. But he offended Ambarish Maharaj. Why? Because they were craving of respect, craving of desire. And I should be respected in a way I want. Like that. Ambarish Maharaj did offer respect, but he wanted respect in his own way. So, unless we have this desire for getting respect from others, we are not going anywhere in our spiritual life. We are stagnant. Many times we have the desire for respect because of the qualities that we have. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mentions these qualities are the fruits of the devotional creeper. When a tree is laden with the fruits, it bows down. So a genuine devotee will become humble when he has good qualities. But an inexperienced devotee he'll become proud of and want respect. This craving for respect leads to a lot of pain in the heart, especially when one doesn't get respect. And sometimes even it becomes intolerable. So one should be very careful and respect the devotees. When one respects the devotees, you see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, how he treated the devotees. You see the entire Chaitanya Charitamrit. It is the reciprocation among the devotees. How is treating Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya? How is treating Ramanand Rai? How is treating the devotees who are coming from Bengal? So this goes to show that he has such a respect for the devotees. If within the devotee circle also, we have the respect for each other, then it will become like a spiritual world. In spiritual world, everything is centered around Krishna. Everything is centered around service to Krishna. Prabhupada said, my temples, they are Vaikunthas. They are spiritual world. But if we want to experience that, then we should serve the Vaishnavas. We serve the devotees. That can happen very powerfully then, if we serve the Vaishnavas. Create an environment where we try to get rid of our false ego, of our expectations. So long we have egos, so long we have expectation, there are bound to be conflict among the devotees. So if at all we want to serve their divine couple, Shri Radha Shyam Sundar, Shri Krishna Balaram, Shri Gaur Nithai, and Srila Prabhupada, then we should develop this service attitude. This has to be drilled within our system. If we develop this service attitude towards the Vaishnavas, if we try to get rid of this egos, many times egos come, this is the way I want to do it. It's my way. My way is the highway. You have to say like that. Why in this way? It's my way. So we should try hard. We should get rid of this egos, get rid of this expectation. And then we will be able to serve better. Then it will create the spiritual world, environment of the spiritual world. Like that. It can happen very powerfully if we stick on to this verse. Tranadapi suni chena, tarorapi sahishnuna, amanina manadena, kirtanya sadahari. In the beginning it may be difficult, but as and when we progress little bit, it's very easy. Amanina manadena. Give all respects to other. Do not accept respect in return. I think we are over time. One shloka is left. We'll just read it. नमो विज्ञान मात्राय सर्व प्रत्यय हेतवे पुरुषेश प्रधानाय ब्रह्मणे अनंत शक्तये. Obeisances to the supreme absolute truth, the possessor of the unlimited energies, is the embodiment of the pure transcendental knowledge, the source of all kinds of awareness, and the predominator of the forces of nature that rule over the living beings. Hare Krishna. Any questions? I think prasad time is there. Okay. Somebody has question, he can. Oh yeah. Can we take question? पर्सनली वी कैन टेक समबडी एज़ ठीक है शिला प्रभुपाद की